Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. The American political world was turned on its ear as a result of the Georgia Senate runoff campaigns. The outcome gives the Democrats trifecta control, meaning a hold over the presidency, Senate, and U.S. House. The Senate moves to 50-50 with the two Georgia Democratic wins and means that New York's Chuck Schumer will become majority leader. The tied chamber suggests the going will still be difficult to pass sweeping change legislation, however. For example, on eliminating the filibuster in the rules package, Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, and John Tester from Montana had previously said they were disinclined to support such a move. It remains to be seen, however, if they still express such sentiments now that the Democratic majority is a reality. This issue proves to be the initial test, since the rules package is the first vote senators will cast. The House, the Republican bright spot in the 2020 election cycle that brought them to at least 211 seats and close to the 218 majority figure, will still be under Democratic control. The smaller majority margin, however, means more difficulty in passing controversial legislation. Additionally, with electoral history showing that the party winning the presidency almost always loses seats in the U.S. House during the first midterm election, Democrats will be under even further pressure to protect their current gains. The chamber opens with two vacancies and three more on the way. New York's 22nd district is still undecided, now more than 2 full months after the November 3rd election, and Louisiana's 5th CD is vacant because of Representative-elect Luke Letlow's sudden and shocking death. Representative Cedric Richmond, Marsha Fudge, and Deb Haaland have all been appointed to or nominated for positions in the Biden administration. Mr. Richmond will resign on January 20th to run the White House Office of Public Engagement. This position does not require Senate confirmation. Congresswomen Fudge and Haaland must receive such confirmation for their nominations as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and Interior, respectively. They will resign from the House upon receiving Senate approval for their new positions. The New York Congressional District 22 vote totals continue to gyrate, as Republican Claudia Tenney has seen her fortunes seesaw between a 12 and 29 vote lead, then dropping behind before returning to a slight edge. Ms. Tenney and 116th Congressional incumbent Anthony Brindisi have challenged more than 2,000 ballots, and the presiding judge is ruling on each. It appears this race will not be decided for quite some time. Additionally, in the nation's other House race that was clinched with one of the smallest margins in American electoral history, Iowa Representative Marionette Miller Meeks was provisionally seated. The state of Iowa certified her as a 6-vote winner, but opponent Rita Hart has petitioned the House to review 22 ballots that county officials rejected. The number of contested ballots would change the result if added to the final tally. Should the House Administration Committee upend the certified result, the entire House will vote on seating the new winner. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.